So I got this rock Bible book, Golden Rules for Naming Your Band. Remember we did the Ian Svenonius book?
Oh, that's
and,
right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He had some good tips for bands.
That's right.
This one might be good. Don't name a band something you'll get sick of explaining for the rest of the band's existence.
You wince when you tell someone else. You know how to pick the perfect band name, right? Animal in a food. Food in an animal. Sandwich cat.
I was going to say hamster pudding.
Hamster pudding works too. That's the best.
I like that name.
Hamster pudding, and it came to you like that.
It did. I didn't even think twice about that. You know, we miss a lot of things. Maybe we missed a band called Hamster Pudding for all I know.
Yeah. You know, we do the best we can. We are but human.
But we're going to take care of all of that today.
Yeah.
Each and every song that we missed is going to be on today's show.
It's a very long show. Hope you're comfortable.
Oh, hang on. Let me take my shoes off here.
You know, Team NPR music team has been going through all the music
team
that's
NPR
come out this year,
team.
And we're looking at all of our favorites. We have been surprised by how much stuff that people love that we completely missed.
Yep. So today, let's start with Sammy and Otis. You want to do that?
Yeah, why not?
And they're going to play us some music that we completely missed. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome.
Hey, Robin.
We didn't miss a lot, really, did we? I mean,
you missed so much.
Oh, jeez.
If it makes you feel better, we've all missed a ton of stuff this year, and that's what the end of the year lists are about. It's about finding stuff that you missed that other people loved. So, yeah, my pick this year is something that I missed at first as well. It was the new album by Matthew Deere called Beams, and it was because, like, the first six or seven songs I wasn't really into, but then one day I had it on while I was working, and it was in the background for the first seven songs, and then all of a sudden, the song you're about to hear called Ahead of Myself comes on, and I'm like, whoa, how did I miss this?
Sequencing an album is so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not just this song. The best four songs on Beams are the last four songs.
Yeah.
And they're like the four... They're four of the best songs.
Face Off.
Wow.
Yeah, Sammy. Let's hear Ahead of Myself and we can do that afterward.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's Ahead of Myself by Matthew Deere.
Thank you.
blood on my teeth. But wait, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Couldn't stop.
I'm glad you agree.
Yeah, you know, that's a good one. And I did the same with this record, so.
Yeah, me too. Maybe it was the sequencing, but it passed me by too. I did check it out early on when it came out and thought, but now I'm hearing it again with fresh ears and love it.
Matthew Deer, the album is called
Beams.
Excellent. Sammy, hey. That's Otis Hart. Sammy Yenigan, what do you have?
I have a track by an artist named Acid Poly. He's a German sort of techno producer, but he put out an album that is less 4/4 and more kind of all over the place. This is a cut that I heard in Nicholas Jarre's Essential Mix this year. I'm a big fan of Nicholas Jarre, who I've actually had on this show before, Chilean electronic producer who lives in New York, grew up in New York.
Full of cool sounds, too. So when you say this isn't 4/4, this isn't a steady thump and beat,
I'm expecting a steady drum kick. There's like a lot of wild textures. This is out on Nicholas Jarre's label, which is called Clown and Sunset. And the
what's the name?
Clown and Sunset. Yeah. Oh, and it's called La Voz Tan Tierna.
Así llegando este canto, que de pronto hablaba otras cosas. Violeta Parra.
Galambo, danse du sud de Chili.
Nod.
Yes.
I think we were all doing a little bit of that, a little head bobbing in here, man.
One more time on the name, because it always helps, you know.
Acid Poly is the name of the artist, and the song is called La Voz Tan Tierna. It's one of my favorites this year.
Great. And we'll put full cuts up on the site on allsongsconsiderednpr.org/allsongs. Sammy Yenigan and Otis Hart in New York. You both agree on two cuts, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that Acid Poly, it's like a fine red wine, you know, it needs to breathe a little bit before you really appreciate how good it sounds.
Now I want a fine red wine.
I'll throw back shots
intern
of that day.
You can't have interns get us drinks. That's going to get us in trouble.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just wanted her to do a fact check on something.
Bye, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Later, guys.
Right. Thanks, guys. What a couple of idiots.
The last time you did that, we had to cut it out, you know, right?
Oh, my God. Can you believe their picks? Anyway, Otis isn't still on, is he?
So, you know, as we've been doing this process, Robin, we've been sitting in a room. There's, sometimes there's like 17 of us. Sometimes there's
the NPR music team.
Yeah, as we're paring down, we're going to do 100 songs on a list. We're going to do 50 albums on a list. We don't number them one to whatever because, you know, how do you compare a great piece of classical music to, Kendrick Lamar record? Things are hard to do. So we all go through listening to things. As you say, we miss things, and that's what this show's about. We go through listening to stuff that we haven't heard. There's a record by Kalon Philip Coran and the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. I don't hear much jazz all year long that I really, really like. Mm-hmm. Philip Coran was born 85 years ago in Mississippi. He's got a family, literally a family of musicians. Philip Coran's been at the sort of center, playing with so many musicians, but mostly that Chicago core group of musicians, the Artistic Heritage Ensemble in Chicago, great avant-garde, great jazz. And this record is full of the kind of jazz that I like, where it's got kind of funk and it's a little dirty and gritty. It's got a little world music. There's what sounds like a sampling going on. And on the other end of this line is, in New York, it's Anastasia Tsoulkis. And Anastasia, I think you'll maybe recognize the instrument. It sounds a bit like a kora, so I wanted you to listen to it before we go to your choices.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Good. So let's give a listen. It's a 10-minute and 29-second cut. We'll play about 10 minutes of it.
Yeah, we're not going to play full cuts here. Right. Yeah, just you'll hear the full thing.
Okay, it's called Spin. Here we go. Boy, I was so wrong. That's totally a harp.
Take it back again.
Here we go. Well, you know, they're related. Here we go. We'll be right back. and say is they're just getting better and stronger and bigger. And it gets more and more interesting.
They're just warming up.
They are.
I loved it. Loved it. Loved
it. Oh, good. I thought you might. This is a really interesting record. Kaylin Philip Coran and the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. Self-titled record. That song's called Spin. Ooh. That's his trumpet. Yeah, we'll put the whole thing up online. Oh, we have a reminder. We have a reminder that we have a guest in the studio in New York. Yeah, the whole thing. Anastasia, welcome.
So you, hi, thanks.
Yeah, so you do two things. Well, you do many things, but one of the things that you do is cover classical music with Tom Heisinger.
Yep.
And the blog, Deceptive Cadence. But you also cover world music, which we get a treat to go to Global Fest, which is coming up the top of January, and we'll do that this year, yes?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. So we'd like you to, because Tom's out today, we thought we'd have you cover us for classical music and cover us for world music. I'd say let's try to go world first.
Yeah, let's
I
do that.
I think so, and it feels like a good segue from Hypnotic Brass Ensemble.
What do you got?
I've got an Ethiopian pianist by the name of Samuel Yerga, and he was or is still a member of a collective called Dub Colossus that does sort of dub reggae and Ethio jazz and all kinds of stuff and electronic music. But this is his solo debut, and it's called Guzzo, and it was just released on Real World. And talking about things you missed, I kind of missed this when it was released in September. And Yerga is this guy, he's 27, and he's sort of struck out on his own on this album. And it is the greatest sort of soul-drenched, funk-drenched reimagining of Ethiopian jazz that I've heard in a long, long time.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this.
Is this the one you said over the Thanksgiving weekend?
Nonstop.
Yeah.
And I thought I was bad, you know, in terms of hitting repeat, but I kept seeing my husband sneak off, and it was because he was going to go replay the record.
That's awesome.
That's perfect. Let's give it a listen. What song?
So we're going to hear the first track on the album. It's called Abbot Abbot. And he's a pianist, but he's also a composer, arranger. So this is a traditional love song. And we can talk about it afterwards. But I love the opening, love the opening.
Was going to rain.
Yeah, right? It's funny you say that, because when I was first like jotting down notes for this, I thought, well, that violin, that really traditional violin at the beginning, it sounds kind of swampy and dark and muddy, and then it sort of opens up in this almost like retro psychedelic way that I just love.
I thought it was in the opening was the lower end of an electric piano, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. He plays a Fender Rhodes.
Yeah, that's where the best sounds are, I think, in that lower half of the Rhodes.
Yeah.
I like the bell stuff. This is the difference between you and me. When people list the differences between me and Robin, I'm the high side
like
of the Fender Rhodes, and he's the low side.
So. Yeah.
Where are you on this?
All over.
Okay, so good.
That's fair.
Yeah. But you take sides.
That's nice.
It was nice having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks. But it's funny because you mentioned Global Fest, and I feel like this was a huge year for Ethiopian music, right? We both fell in love with Debo Band at the beginning of the year.
Yes.
Global Fest, right? And then to cap things off at this side of the year with Samuel Yerga, it feels good.
Perfect.
It feels right.
I'd forgotten that was this year. I feel like I've been listening to Debo Band for years now, but yeah, it was that amazing show at Global Fest. So let's go to classical music?
Yeah, let's do...
You got a classical pick? You got something completely different.
Totally, totally different. So this is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. It's big and brassy and exuberant in a way that Yerga is totally inward-looking in a lot of ways. This is music by John Adams, the composer, who's been based in the Bay Area for a long, long time now. And his house band, in certain respects, has been the San Francisco Symphony. He was the composer in residence there for a long time. He's written music for them. And they put out an album back in March of two of his works, and it's just amazing. The long, long, lengthy, sumptuous Harmonie Lyrique opens the album. That's like 48 minutes long. But the other part of the album is Short Ride in a Fast Machine, which is exactly as built. It's this brilliant, big, five-minute fanfare that just showcases the brass section, and it gives you that propulsive forward motion feeling of, you know, to lean on a cliche, like of flying down Route 66 or something. And I just love the openness and the spaciousness of it.
John Adams, here we go. Hold on to your seats. Thank you. really hard to bring an entire orchestra down with one finger, but I'm fading it.
Talk about a short ride in a fast machine.
Yeah, that thing's propulsive. Totally propulsive. Nice work.
What I like about that is that it feels, you know, it's a piece of classical music, but it feels like it could be scoring something futuristic, yeah?
Yeah, totally.
Or not. I mean, it has that sort of range to it.
I have a feeling the first time I heard this record, you know, that drum that's on the offbeat like that, mm-hmm. I thought if they produced this record, if a classical orchestra would record in the way a rock band did and put like effects and crazy stuff on it, that would just be absolutely killer. Anyway,
that's an idea.
Well, that drum was, you know, it had the room sound and had a nice big sound, but boy, if they put that through some like a whole lot of compression and some slapback echo.
You're adulterating the whole experience, Bob.
But it kind of has that rib-shaking quality.
Yeah, it really does. And I guess seeing it live would really be killer.
Yeah. Well, it's a great album. And, you know, for me, that is something I would turn way, way up and just sort of let it fill the room. And you feel it. I mean, I have to say, actually, the engineering on that album is spectacular.
Yeah, I'm not trying to give him a hard time.
Well, note to John Adams, use compression.
I got to be honest, I could have used a little more compression, John.
That's right. That Pulitzer of yours? Yeah. We've got some ideas for you.
I loved your choices. Oh, you're in New York, if people don't know that, and we don't see you, and so is Franny Kelly, and if you would just go get her.
I shall.
Probably standing outside the door.
She's already been waving gestures, frantic hand gestures. I'll go get her. Not so frantic. It's Franny. It's very laid back.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Sia.
Thanks, Anastasia.
Oh, sometimes I think it's wrong to like coffee as much as I do. And then I hear people who say that they're quitting coffee. They're giving it up. And I'm like, why would you do that? What is that getting you? It's getting you? Nothing. That's what it's getting you.
It makes you think that you're better than coffee.
Yeah, seriously. And oh.
Are you really better than, you're not better than coffee.
I just drink it up in the morning. It's what gets me out of bed. And then at night, I go to bed thinking, oh, wait a minute.
Tomorrow.
I just have to get through tonight. And then when I get up in the morning, I can have some Joe. Anyway, so that's why I brought my thermos in here today, because you may have noticed I haven't had any of the candies, sweet tarts.
Yeah.
Hey, Franny.
Hey, Franny.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good.
Robin's sans sweet tarts. No sweet tarts today for him.
So I'm mainlining coffee.
The craziest swag I have received recently. Last week, I was hand-delivered a plastic bucket of candy for a rapper named Meek Mill in celebration of his album that came out on Halloween. But all of his promotion was kind of canceled by Sandy.
Oh.
So you just keep getting like all this stuff like, way, way late. It's kind of sad.
Did you come across any sweet tarts in there?
Yeah, no, Amy actually already took them all out.
Okay, great.
So we did this great music by, the last piece of music we did was John Adams. And we couldn't think of anything probably further from John Adams, considering where we'd been just before that, which was this Ethiopian Fender Rhodes player. So we just keep veering. It's like ricocheting off a wall.
And we haven't even gotten to Lars yet.
So what do you bring to the table? This has been a fun process, right? This year has been a lot more civil than last year, right? No one's died.
Not yet. I mean, we're actually not done.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Give it time, Bob. Yeah. You'll have a fork sticking out of your forehead.
Yeah, there are bets
before
out.
The end of the week.
Yeah, I've been sharpening a stick. So what are you going to bring to the table here?
Kendrick Lamar.
Awesome.
I mean, everybody loves this guy.
And we miss this record.
And we love this guy. You know, he was on our end of the year list last year. And so have been some of his cohort in the group Black Hippie. But this album is just killer. We were waiting for it all year, and kept hearing bits and pieces of it, including this song, Swimming Pools. And then when it hit, it just landed right. The album is called Good Kid, Mad City.
Pull up.
Frank, Frank.
Headshot.
Frank, Frank.
Sit down.
Frank, Frank.
Stand up.
Frank, Frank.
Pass out.
Frank, Frank.
Wake up.
Frank, Frank.
Fade it.
Frank, Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip. Then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
That moment in the song, Franny, where there's the voice, it's like the Jiminy Cricket on the shoulder, or you know, the conscious speaking to him. There's a whole theme and through this record. It's a concept record of sorts. Can you, in a nutshell, talk about that?
Well, it's sort of a cautionary tale. What happens in the story arc is that he goes to meet a female friend, and then he has a good time, and then he goes to meet his boys, and they get caught up in sort of what we then realize is a pre-existing cycle of violence that sort of rolls up and continues to snowball, and he tries to find his way out of it, which culminates in sort of a rooting back of himself in his city. And what he's really doing is he's telling a whole lot of different people's stories
mm-hmm.
in a brief amount of time. And what's interesting about swimming pools is that it sounds sort of celebratory. Well, it does. I mean, the lyrics sound like he's advocating drinking, basically, mm-hmm. to sort of deaden yourself. But it's kind of the opposite. It's about the cost that you pay for it. And you could hear that in the, like, narcotizing beat. And, you know, he's not thrilled with what's happening in his life in this song.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Franny.
All right. We'll battle it out tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
See ya.
Nice today. To the moon. See ya. Thanks.
Bye.
I don't know how I'm expected to follow that, but I did bring something in that...
We'll just be disappointed. That's okay.
Do you want to dismiss it now or after I play it?
It's too predictable if I do it now.
Okay. Well, I want to play Waxahachie. You know Waxahachie.
Sorry.
Waxahachie, we never got Waxahachie on the show, but she was on our mid-year list. Waxahachie is Katie Crutchfield. She grew up in northern Alabama, and she put together this lovely, lovely, quiet, intimate little record called American Weekend, and I want to play a cut called Be Good.
Bye.
You know, not only did we miss this Waxahachie record, us on All Songs Considered, but there's already a new one coming out.
Right, I think in February or so.
Yeah, early part of the year.
Yeah, lovely, lovely little record, and it's just that. It's her and her guitar, and it's a nice twist on a love song in that there's plenty of heartache, but she says, you know, you don't want to be my boyfriend, and I don't want to be your girl, and, you know, it's probably for the best anyway. Anyway,
we say that to each other all
the time. Yeah, you know, Bob, you don't want to be my boyfriend, I don't want to be your boyfriend.
And no one wants to be Lars's no. Hey, Lars.
Everybody wants to be Lars's boyfriend. Anyway, Waxahachie, the record is called American Weekend, and the song was Be Good.
Yeah, you don't know what just happened, Lars.
No.
But you're going to love it when you hear it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Well, we've had Lars Gotrichs here. We've had music from John Adams and Kendrick Lamar, Matthew Deere, like all dimensions of music. But nothing has
prepared us
for what's about to happen.
Oh, wow.
Drop something on us. So this is music we've missed.
Pick whatever you want. It's Viking's choice, Lars' choice.
Lars'
surprise
choice.
Surprise us.
My favorite metal album of the year.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Need a little tension here.
I need tension? Okay.
We need a little tension. I'm going to set up the tension.
Wait for it.
See, everybody's wanting to know, but I'm going to hold that thought.
How was your Thanksgiving weekend?
Not bad. I had turkey.
Oh, did you have turkey? Yeah. Did you go up to where?
I did the potatoes at my Thanksgiving.
What kind of potatoes do you make?
Sweet potato souffle.
What's your recipe?
It's basic. Lots of butter.
It is. The secret is butter and brown sugar.
See, for me, it's pineapple and maple syrup.
Oh.
And marshmallows, actually.
Well, I got to run, guys.
Yeah.
It's been
pecans.
Great.
All about
marshmallows.
Pecans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now that he's gone, you can tell me your favorite metal record.
Your favorite metal record of the year?
Yeah.
It's Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer.
Robin, it's Paul Bearer!
For it could be nothing else. Tell us about Paul Bearer.
It's their debut album called Sorrow and Extinction. I have a particular affinity, not just in metal, but in all music, for sad bastards. I like people who are really sad.
That's why we don't get along.
And I prefer them to have large amp stacks while they are doing it. So your Dinosaur Juniors of the world and those folks. And Paul Bearer makes some of the saddest bastard metal that I've heard in a while. They have a song called The Legend. There's a line in it that particularly hits pretty hard called When My Life Starts to Slip Away. And you just hear this squeal of feedback after Brett Campbell sings that line. And he sings with these glorious high-pitched vocals.
Oh, I'm glad we're going out on this note.
Yeah, it's good.
You'd never know. Lars is actually one of the happiest rays of sunlight in the office.
He is butter and potatoes.
I am butter and potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Sweet potatoes.
But he makes them with a hammer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, well said.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I think well, you can put that right on your tombstone. He was butter and potatoes, but he made it with a hammer.
And then under that, maybe you should see the other guy. Well, next week, year in review. Can you believe it, Bob? We got this show up this week. Next week, we're going to be talking about all the best stuff of the year.
I have been going fiercely through rating all of my songs. Lars has been cutting his little strips of paper. Want to explain this?
Oh, I keep a running list of albums that I really like in Google Docs, and sometimes
all year long.
All year long, sometime in November, I print it out, cut them into little strips of paper, and then I kind of rearrange them on my desk.
Heaven forbid you move up columns on the Google Doc. No, no, no.
It's a tangible thing, yeah. Bob. It's
well, let's go listen to Paul Bearer, and I will go. What?
I don't know. Sorrow and Extinction is the perfect name for this record. It could not be a more appropriate name for a record by a band called Paul Bearer than Sorrow and Extinction.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, Bob.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.